One tip for long life that is not coming in for quite so much revisionist thinking is exercise, and some seniors are achieving remarkable things. Take Jeanette Bedard, 84, of Howard Beach, New York. It was a drizzly morning last November 5th, but that didn't stop Bedard from crossing the New York City Marathon finish line first in her age group. Bedard picked up running decades ago as a way to keep fit, but she didn't run her first marathon until she was 69 years old. "I was watching the marathon runners on TV, and I was so envious," she says. "I was thinking, I cannot do that. They are all superhumans." So she decided to become one of them. She began training daily until she could run the full 26.2 miles, and she's run nearly every New York City marathon since. "It takes discipline and brain power and dedication," she says. "The running is hard, but the finish line is euphoria." She now runs 3 hours every day along the beach. Few physicians would recommend that all octogenarians pick up a three-hour-a-day running habit, but adding even a small amount of movement to daily life has been repeatedly shown to be beneficial for a whole range of reasons. "Exercise likely works through several mechanisms," says Dr. Thomas Gill, director of the Yale Program on Aging. Increasing physical activity will improve endurance. It benefits muscle strength and balance and reduces occurrence of serious fall injuries. It also provides a benefit to psychology by lifting spirits. Exactly how much or how little exercise it takes to begin paying dividends has been one of the happy surprises of longevity research. A 2016 study found that elderly people who exercised for just 15 minutes a day at an intensity level of a brisk walk had a 22% lower risk of early death compared to people who did no exercise. A 2017 study found that exercising even just 2 days a week can lower risk for premature death. Researchers from McMaster University in Canada even found that breaking a sweat for just 60 seconds may be enough to improve health and fitness as it's a tough workout. Healthy eating is something else that might have a lot more wiggle room than we've assumed, and if there's such a thing as a longevity diet, there may be more on the menu than seniors have been told. "I have my wine and ice cream," says Bedard, without apology. Similarly, 90-year-old Ashton phones her takeout orders into Tal Bagels on First Avenue, not some trendy vegan joint.